word for word. I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know it.
Can't think. Aspens are the only other white trees I can think of besides birch.
Mm. Do you have sycamores at all?
Yeah.
How would you pronounce it?
Sycamore.
Okay, is that, does that describe it?
I don't think they're white where we live.
Uh-huh. I don't know what a sycamore looks like, so I couldn't tell you. What are some other common trees around you, Miss?
Oak. Oak and maple.
Okay. What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
Cherry.
Okay. How about a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, which some people say is poisonous? It grows along by roads or fences, has small clusters of berries, used by old people in tanning leather. This is something else that I've heard of, but I've never seen it that I know of.
I don't know the word.
Grows on hillsides. Did you ever hear of a bush that was called shumac or sumac or shumate or anything like that?
I've heard sumac and shumac.
Okay, meaning the same?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the things that make your skin break out?
Poison ivy.
Any others?
Poison oak.
Are those plants or vines? Or both, or either?
I think poison ivy is a vine and oak is a plant.
Okay. Any other poison things?
I can't think of any.
Okay. How about local berries?
Holly.
Well, edible ones.
Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, muscadines. I don't know if they're berries. I think they might be.
And if things are not good to eat because they might kill you, you would say they are berries. Don't eat those there.
Poison.
Okay. Are you familiar with a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers? I don't think they grow here. I wouldn't know whether they grow in Arkansas or not.
No.
How about a bigger thing that grows up in the mountains that's similar? Ever hear of laurel or mountain?
Mountain laurel, yeah. I didn't know they were pink and white. I thought they were white.
Okay. Ever hear of rhododendron?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, it's a plant that has a flower.
Okay.
Usually bright red.
Okay. And you pronounce it?
Rhododendron.
All right. A large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers. It's sort of the symbol of the South.
Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask my
husband.
And he says, I must ask my
wife.
A woman who has lost her husband is a
widow.
Would you have a name for a woman whose husband had just run off and left her? Not necessarily divorced. He's still alive.
No.
Okay. The man whose daughter you are is called your
sister.
The man whose daughter you are is your
I see. Father.
Uh-huh. And what do you call your father?
Daddy.
Okay. And his wife is your
mother.
And what do you call her?
Mama.
Okay. And your father and mother together are your
parents.
Mm-hmm. And your father's father is your
grandfather.
And you call him?
I didn't know him, and I call him Grandfather Sam.
Okay. And his wife is your
grandmother.
And you call her?
We called her Ganny.
It's
kind of a pet name.
Your sons and daughters are your
children.
Okay. You said pet name. Would you have any synonyms for that?
I've heard sweet name.
Hmm. Meaning?
Meaning the same. Meaning a pet name.
Okay. A thing on wheels that you can put a baby in.